Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, Meg messaged us and joins us this morning. Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for helping me with Jason. He went MIA on me.
Well, sorry to hear that. We're here for you, obviously, as we are with all our second date update people. How long has it been since you've seen Jason or heard from Jason?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Okay, that's not too bad, I guess.
Not hopeless, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Would you say that you guys, you know, got along when you got together for your date?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was more than just like good vibes. There were definitely fireworks.
Really? Okay, so nice. Let's back up. Yeah. Let's start at the beginning. What did you do on your first date, Meg?
Yeah, we went for dinner and then we went to my place. And I don't usually like kiss and tell, but I didn't think it was possible to leave him wanting more after like the night we had. Okay. But I definitely did.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like fireworks. We don't have to get into too much detail. So this is an important question, Meg. So I want you to really think about this. When you said goodnight to Jason that night, because you haven't obviously heard from him since, how did you leave?
Or the next morning.
Or yes. How did you leave things with him?
Yeah, he left after midnight, and then he asked if we could, like, go for a repeat that Saturday.
Okay, so this...
We asked for another date.
Yeah, so this is really confusing. So you've messaged him, but you have not heard anything in these 2 weeks. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, well, I told him I'd have, like, energy drinks on hand, and I suggested, like, we order in and get together, and then I never heard from him.
Okay, that was for the second date. That is really strange.
So nothing then,
in answer to my question, nothing since then from Jason?
Yeah, not a word. I made other plans for that night, but I was, like, surprised he never got back to me.
Okay, what do you think, PT?
To be honest, I don't know, because, you know, it seemed like he was obviously pretty into her, so, yeah.
All right, well, only one thing we can do here, Meg, obviously, let's call Jason as we do, and we're hoping for some answers, so stay right there. Second half, second date update is just 3 minutes away with Jason and Meg on The Wolf.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Meg admitted fireworks between she and Jason on their first date. Hoping and planning for a second, though, has fallen short as Jason has gone quiet.
Yeah, he left after midnight, and then he asked if we could go for a repeat that Saturday. I suggested, like, we order in and get together, and then I never heard from him.
Okay, so what's up with Jason? Let's call and see what's happened within the last 2 weeks, why he's not getting back to Meg for a second date.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jason, please?
Yeah. What do you want?
Hi, Jason, of course. And everything's fine. But I got to tell you this. We're calling from a radio station in town, and we're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And the reason we're calling, and I got to tell you this right off the bat, is that we're on the radio right now together.
Good morning, Jason.
And we were contacted by a listener of ours named Meg. You remember Meg? Went out on a date with her a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I do. How do you know her? What did she say?
Okay, well, she contacted us. She listens and she contacted us. And what we do here on this segment at this time every morning, it's called Second Date Update. And we try to help people reconnect with someone that they like, but they're not hearing back from them for a second date.
And Meg would like to see you again.
Oh, I don't really see that happening.
Okay.
Would you care to, could you like elaborate a little bit?
Well, she doesn't know who I am.
Okay. Is there some sort of deep, dark secrets, Jason, that you didn't share with Meg on the first night together or what?
And keep in mind, we're on the air right now.
And we want to respect your privacy. So
Oh, no, no, it's nothing like that. You know, Meg and I had a dank date and made plans to go out again on Saturday.
She told us that?
Yep, totally.
So did something come up then for you or what? We're just kind of trying to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I guess something came up for her. She sent me a text with some other guy's name saying, you know, how she was looking forward to a marathon with him Friday night and all these emojis.
Oh, my God. Jason, I'm so sorry. Meg, that was the wrong thread.
All right, so, Jason, I forgot to tell you, Meg is... We talked to Meg on the air about 5 minutes ago, and we had her just hold on in case we could get a hold of you. Meg, what is this about?
I am so sorry. That was the wrong thread. Like, oh, my God. I'm so horrified that you saw that, Jason.
Yeah, it seems like, but it stung.
Can you tell us, Meg, is there another guy, Meg, or what? Why would you invite another guy over when you wanted to see Jason?
I mean, I am dating. I'm single. Yeah. Find the right person, but yeah. I'm sorry. Like, come on, Jason, it was just a mix-up. I mean, I think you and I both know we have really great chemistry and... You know, there's a lot of places you take me that I've never been before.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Jason, she just obviously made a mistake and clearly, you know, she's...
It's a mix-up.
You know, yeah, just a mix-up. She's seen some other people or had been.
Are you,
you
able...
Know?
Yeah, can you look past... It's just it's a mistext. I mean, you guys weren't exclusive. I mean, you went out on one date. You know, everyone's free to do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, the moment kind of passed for me. I mean... Mm. She was using a lot of the same language with this other guy she was using with me.
Jeez.
Wow. Okay, what, like, it says on your profile, hate the game, love the player.
Okay, I'll admit, I'm seeing other people too, you know, but I'm discreet about it.
Wait a minute, you actually have that on wait a minute, you actually have on your profile, hate the game, love the player?
Yeah, but I mean... To work in it.
No, more power to you.
Hypocritical though for you to be concerned with her. Like if okay, so Meg was texting somebody else and she, you know, then you got the text, right, Jason? So like, you know, that's kind of, she's doing the kind of the same thing you're doing.
Right, Meg? What do you want to say to Jason?
I mean, I think that if you hated the game but loved the player, like you'd give me another shot. Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not gonna happen.
Wow. So, Jason, I'm just kind of feeling that you kind of felt something for Meg. You thought that maybe you were just more than a hookup. But, Meg, do you want something more than just something physical from Jason? Or
great question.
Because then I kind of maybe understand. But if you want something more, you have to say it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was definitely getting to know him. I mean, it's hard to say we went on one date, but... Yeah, I was open to getting to know him more.
And Jason, you obviously felt something because your feelings were hurt.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be hurt by it.
And you thought maybe there might be something potentially exclusive with Meg, but obviously she wasn't feeling that for you, and that's the impression you got when you got the wrong thread text.
Yeah, I sort of, I don't know, it just... Left a sour taste in my mouth.
Sure. No, I understand that. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, so it's not going to work. It's a no then, Jason. Obviously, you've pretty much said it. No for a second date.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Meg, at least you got the other guy, it sounds like. On probably plenty of others.
Love the game, hate the player.
Exactly. All right. Meg? Anything you want to add?
Thanks so much for helping me out, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah. I don't know if we did anything. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.